I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Republicans won big on Election Day, nationally and in Montana. The only statewide Democrat to win public office was Governor Steve Bullock, who will begin his second term next month. Montana Public Radio's Capitol reporter Corin Cates-Carney sat down with the governor earlier this week to discuss his reelection and the legislative session ahead.
First of all, congratulations on your reelection. As your first term kind of comes to an end here, what do you think your major accomplishments were those first 4 years?
You know, I'm pleased, Corin, that we could bring Democrats and Republicans together to get a whole bunch of different things done, from record investments in education, but also seeing record results from work we did for campaign transparency, Medicaid expansion. What we're seeing overall with business and income growth, certainly don't, neither I nor the legislature should take all credit for that, but in part we helped foster that environment that allowed that to occur. So we're seeing more people working than ever before, household income growing among the fastest in the nation, and still a recognized for not only our investments in education, but for our fair tax burden.
Going into your second term, the political cast around you is much different than it was when you first came into office. Do you think that will impact your role and ability as governor?
Well, I don't know that the political cast around me is that much different, in as much as that in both of our first two legislative sessions during my first term, tried to underscore that this isn't about wins and losses in Helena, this is about what we can do overall for our state. So we actually saw folks come together in a whole lot of different ways and had to do that, in as much as, you know, with the legislature 60% Republican, to move the state forward.
The cast is different in the way that the state land board looks much different now as far as political party makeup, and now you're going to be the lone Democratic member of that land board.
Well, I think even if you look over this last 4 years, certainly there was four Democrats on the land board and one Republican. But almost to a T, there was unanimity in decision-making. I mean, as land board members, we're trustees. We have to maximize the value for the trust, but also do it in a with a perspective of that you're a bit player, meaning that at most you have 4 or 8 years in this seat. But you also have to be thinking long-term about the resources, the 5.2 million acres that we manage. It's not like the one Republican member, Attorney General Fox, was taking really different positions than the rest of the board.
And with the session coming up in a few weeks, can you kind of explain what some of your goals and priorities are?
Yeah, I'll, as I did in the first session, insist on some fiscal markers that we shouldn't be spending more than we bring in. And on the one hand, yeah, that's constitutional imperative. But on the other hand, first session had veto over $100 million of spending to make sure that that was correct. I will, again, insist that we leave money in the bank and build it back up to $300 million for a rainy day fund. Have proposed have a number of proposals both in my budget and outside, and that goes from everything from infrastructure investment to our energy blueprint to some tax fairness proposals.
Senator Fred Thomas said that Republicans could be open to increasing the gas tax. Is that something that your administration would be open to?
Well, we haven't had a gas tax increase, I guess, since 1992. It's funds in part the highway construction that we have and the ability to take advantage of federal dollars. It also plays into the funding of the Highway Patrol. As the former Attorney General, the Highway Patrol is, as that whole agency is very, very important to me.
And with some of those big cuts that are going on in the Highway Patrol, do we need to increase the gas tax to fund those?
Well, yeah, and there's no cuts to date. I mean, we're going into a legislative session. I mean, a budget is just
There's your proposal, though.
A budget is just a starting point. I mean, I'm more than happy to talk to folks if, you know, from Senator Thomas to the contractors to, I guess, the town of Harlow just recently said, we ought to be doing this. So more than happy to engage in those discussions.
With the momentum the Republicans have from the election, and maybe we didn't see drastic shifts in our own legislature, but overall it seems the Republicans got a mandate on Election Day. And wondering if that mandate is something that you might need to cater to as far as the will of the people. What does your role become in that situation?
I think my role becomes the exact same as it was for the first 4 years. I mean, on the one hand, you'd suggest a mandate. On the other hand, when President-elect Trump won Montana by 21, 22 points, I was reelected by a larger margin than I was elected in 2012 and against spending that we hadn't seen in Montana. So it really is that I've worked and strived to say, let's actually focus on results, not sort of the political banterings. And from that piece, my role will remain exactly the same.
What do you think it says about you or your campaign that you were the lone Democrat? All these people, I remember you stumping with all of those other candidates. And so what was your thought process after that?
Well, I think that it ends up, you know, 20-some percent at the federal level does change. The presidential level does change some of the things that happen down below. And it's a tide that certainly it was challenging for many of the statewides to overcome. But I think that I've also not only of what I want to do over the next 4 years, but had a track record of bringing people together to get things done. And I mean, we're a split-ticket state.
As you served as governor for the past 4 years, has there been any change in your mindset of what it means to be governor and represent Montana?
It is a, I mean, in some respects, maybe it evolves a little bit every day. It's a sobering and pretty amazing opportunity to walk into this building that we sit in each and every day and recognize the responsibility transcends beyond elections. I mean, it's not about just one faction or one individual. It's also about saying, what can you accomplish today? But not about your legacy, but what impact will you have and will policymakers have that'll extend far beyond a tenure in the office. So it's a wide lane you swim in as governor. I mean, when I came into this office after being attorney general, I thought I had a lot of responsibility and a lot of things underneath me as attorney general. I guess that's a way to say it. In part, it's evolutionary. Have I changed since I came in first as governor? Yeah, so I definitely have. Do I continue to grow and hopefully evolve in a constructive way for Montanans in this? Yeah, hopefully that's the case.
Governor, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Corin.
That was Governor Steve Bullock speaking with MTPR Capital reporter Corin Cates Carney. Bullock won re-election by about 4 percentage points. I'm Eric Whitney.